Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here for PhiladelphiaEagles.com at the Senior Bowl. And Tony, let's take a look forward to the game on Saturday afternoon here on NFL Network. It's going to be the North versus the South, and we've seen the guys practicing. Tell us about some of the guys who have been maybe up and down this week and need to show something on Saturday, starting at the quarterback position.
And this is always a big quarterback game, going back to Donovan McNabb, who really blew it up here. I think E.J. Manuel's got a lot to prove. He's shown some flashes of brilliance the past 3 days. He's also made some head-scratching throws. You don't know what the end result is going to be when Manuel throws the pass. I think he's got to show some consistency. He's got to show some good decision-making, and he's got to try and start throwing with good mechanics. Part of his problem is he pushes the ball. You don't know where it's going to end up. It's a big game for E.J. Manuel.
A couple wide receivers you wanted to highlight, but one of them has not really been a wide receiver for a long time, and that's Denard Robinson, the former Michigan quarterback. He's got to show, I think, that there's a learning progression as he goes through the week.
Up and down week. He's caught the ball well, but he's got to show he can run disciplined routes in a game type of situation. That's what he hasn't done here. He's looked very uncomfortable in his routes. He gets very upright. The other thing with Denard Robinson is he's got to prove skill as a return specialist. That is important. Antoine Randall, when he was here in 2002, had a terrific week of practice at the receiver position, then blew it up during the game as a return specialist. That is the other element of Denard Robinson's game that scouts want to see. So you got to have to look for that.
If you had to guess right now, where would you see Denard coming off the board?
I think right now, after his week, I think he's a third-round pick. I thought he had the potential to move in the second round. I don't think he did that unless something happens during the game, especially in the return game for him.
All right, one more wide receiver, Kobe Hamilton from Arkansas. A little bit of a bigger guy, certainly bigger than Denard, but what does he have to show?
You know, I was a little bit disappointed with him, especially coming off that terrific senior year where he was the go-to guy in the Arkansas offense that they weren't able to stop. I think he made a lot of fundamental mistakes, had a lot of drops. We talked about it during our 7-7 film that we drills that we did. I mean, some deep receptions that he should have caught that he didn't. Again, he's got to be consistent in the positive sense, and do the fundamental things correctly.
One of the players we've talked about as much as anybody else has been Georgia nose tackle Jonathan Jenkins, a big guy. He's been a mauler all week long, but I think he has to show that he can keep it up throughout the game. What are you looking for?
Well, that's it. I mean, he's got to play hard on every single down. He looked explosive out here. He looked like an early first-round pick, which is what many people thought he was going to be coming into the season. Can he keep that momentum up? Is he going to play hard on every down basis during the game, and does he make plays? You have to look for that. He can't give up on the snaps. He can't play on roller skates, as they say. If they do, basically all the good things he did this week is going to be washed out.
Final guy you wanted to say needs a big game on Saturday is Robert Alford, the cornerback from southeastern Louisiana. Why him?
Well, two things. Number one, he started off slow and he picked it up as the week went on and really showed signs of progress by Wednesday's practice. And he's another guy like Denard Robinson. He's a return specialist. So if the team is drafting him, they're looking at him not only from a cornerback position, but also to return punts and kicks. So he's got to add that element and prove that he can do it on a bigger stage.
For the final time from the Senior Bowl, the dulcet tones of Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.